Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, welcome. Friends, I have good news for you. God loves you more than you'll ever realize. He also likes you. He has a destiny for you to fulfill that only you can fulfill. I'd like to open and pray, Lord. I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, Lord, that you'd stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, what is God's nature like? Most important, what does God think of you? Well, we look at the scriptures here in Luke 15:20. Jesus was speaking, and the prodigal son arose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him, had compassion, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Friend, God loves when we don't. The prodigal son means he was a reckless, wasteful son. Many Christians know John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, but not all know that the hymn reflects Newton's own story. Newton was a wretch who was lost and then found by God. John Newton served as a slave on a slave trading ship as a young man, having turned his back on the God of his youth. As a 23-year-old, the ship he was on was nearly destroyed in a violent storm, during which Newton called out to God to save him. It was the beginning of his conversion to Christ. John Newton is a good example on how God continues to love even those who don't love him. Just as Jesus illustrated in the famous story of the prodigal son, that rebellious young man turned his back on his father, yet found that his father's love for him had never ceased. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world, some of whom have rejected him, that he sent Jesus to show the world his love. Whether you love God today or not, he loves you. The true measure of God's love is that he loves without measure. The words of an old hymn says, I can see far down the mountain, where I wandered many years, often hindered in my journey by the ghosts of doubts and fears, broken vows and disappointments thickly scattered all the way. But the Holy Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. And how sweetly Jesus whispers, take the cross, you need not fear, for I've trod the way before you, and glory lingers near. See, Romans 5:8 says, this is extravagant love. God doesn't simply say, I love you. He said it in torn flesh, in agony, in bearing unearned vicious punishment. God demonstrates his own love towards us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Friend, he did it for you and me. This free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to you. To know God's love and mercy and not accept it changes nothing in your life. A gift you do not receive is of no value. As you have heard, God has paid a very high price for your sin, and eternal life is now available to you. But only you can make this choice to receive. Loved one, we don't have a promise of another day. Now is the best time to accept this free gift of eternal salvation by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. See, friends, man does not come to know God through works. He cannot work your way to heaven. You cannot moralize your way. You cannot reform your way. And you cannot buy your way. It comes as a free gift of God through Christ. So friends, will you pray with me? Just follow me along in a simple prayer. Just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Loved one, know that you are unique. That means there are things God wants you to do for him that he has not called anyone else to do. You have a destiny to fulfill. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So friend, may the power of his blood liberate you of your past, purge you of your present, present you faultless to the Father, and give you the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and say amen. Well, the scripture for today, the message is created to thrive. We go to John 10:10. Says, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it to the full. So friend, so many people today are living with a survival mentality instead of a thriving mentality. They have a mentality that says, if I can just make it through, or if I can just get by. Of course, there are some seasons that are more difficult than others. Sometimes it's challenging to get a vision for the future. But if you're constantly living in survival mentality, you are missing out on God's best. Scripture doesn't say Jesus came so you could survive. No, it says that he came to give you a full, abundant life. If you are living in survival mode right now, today is your best turning point. If you'll take a step of faith and begin to declare, my days of survival are over, my days of thriving have begun. I believe God will meet you, faith. He will meet your faith. I believe he will open an unexpected door. He'll pour out his favor and blessing on you. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Even if it's a tough time right now, remember, tough times don't last, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Begin to declare what God says about the circumstances, because he's created more for you than just to get by. You are created to thrive. So I pray for you that, Father God, I pray that thank you for giving them the abundant life through Jesus Christ. I believe you have a good plan for their future. I declare that the days of thriving have begun as they continue to put their faith and trust in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a wisdom key for today for somebody: injustice is only as powerful as your memory of it. Right, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting very shortly. The message is God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmity. Isaiah 53:3-5 says, he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we had, as it were, hid our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our illnesses and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. So what we have to know today, at the same time that Jesus carried our sins on the cross, He actually carried our sicknesses and diseases as well. This is not something that has to be done. It has already been done 2,000 years ago. Matthew 8:16. When the evening came, they brought to him many who were possessed with demons, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all who were sick. To fulfill what was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. See, so Jesus bore them so we can identify with what he'd done 2,000 years ago. There's no need for him to come back and hang on the cross again, to pay again. The price has already been paid. It's our identifying what he did for us 2,000 years ago. But the fact that this has been made available to every believer, then it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the cross, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. By his wounds you were healed. Friend, it's past tense. It's been done for you. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. As long as you think Jesus is coming around to put sickness on you, which he doesn't, and teach you a lesson, sure there are lessons we can learn in the middle of a test, in the middle of a trial, in the middle of a situation. Remember, as his ways are perfect, there is no unrighteousness in him. The Bible says every good and gift, every perfect gift comes down from heaven, the Father of lights. There is no variable in him, no shadow of turning. Some think you have to earn your healing. You can't earn it. Healing was bought and paid for. You have to receive it. You have to receive your healing. Galatians 3:13. Messiah has redeemed us from the curse of the law by being made a curse for us. As it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the cross. The curse came from back in the Garden of Eden. What you see from these scriptures, this is past tense. It's already happened. It's not something that's going to happen. Jesus does not have to come back and hang on the cross again. When he cried, "It is finished," it was sufficient. It has been done. His word is settled in heaven. His word is yes and amen. His word does not return void. God watches over his word to perform it. God is looking for men and women that will believe and say, "I trust you, Lord." Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, he who raised Messiah from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Holy Spirit that lives in you. See, the Holy Spirit comes to live on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit will quicken. The Holy Spirit will quicken and make alive your mortal body. Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. Now lay your hand on the part of your body that needs, as I begin to pray, believe the Holy Spirit is within you to heal you, to quicken your mortal body, to heal your sicknesses and diseases. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I bind and I break every satanic hold upon anybody, every form of disease. I bind and break the power of it. Cancers and tumors and leukemia at the very roots, I curse you. As Jesus cursed the fig tree, so I curse you and I pull you out by the roots. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die. I cast you out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pains, are people listening with pains? I bind and break the power of the pain and I pull you out in Jesus Christ's name. I command a miracle of healing. I pray for a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place. command health and healing into every physical body, whatever it is, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Every infirmity, I bind and break the power of it, and I'll loose your healing power, Holy Spirit. I pray that divine healing freely flows into the lives of the listeners. So I speak to every person that's in torment, everyone that's stressed, be healed and made whole as I loose your healing power, Holy Spirit. For you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace. And Lord, I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated right now, that the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Those with broken emotions, you are being healed. Every sorrow that is lifted right now, every burden and yoke, it is destroyed. Anything that's having a hold on you, that yoke is being destroyed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are the joy of the morning, Lord. You are our Lord. You are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. You're full of that, you've got the Holy Spirit, and know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe you have received and you will have. Friend, divine healing can be instant. I wish it all was, but sometimes it's not. I know it would be my father's case. I've given this testimony before my father. He was in pain and I prayed for him and nothing happened for 20 minutes. And then he just said that where you had your hand on my chest, where you had cancer, he said it's starting to get really hot there now, but the pain's still there. But in the morning, the pain was gone. And he went to sleep in the morning, the pain was gone. He never needed to have any morphine injections ever again. So often it is progressive. Healings are progressive, where it unfolds over a period of time, as in Mark 8, 23 and Luke 17, and even in the case of my father. You shall recover, you shall get well. The Bible is a promise that you shall get well. And use your authority as a believer. Don't let fear come upon you. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must not hold grudges. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Very important for you to maintain a good confession. Speak those healing scriptures over yourself daily. Listen to Christian music. Don't listen to the other. It can have a negative effect. And so my prayer for you is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you walk in the benefits of the cross in the authority of Jesus' name as conquerors, victorious and confident, knowing that whatever the challenge of tomorrow may be, whatever the challenge of the tomorrow may be, Christ is with you and everything is going to be all right. Shalom. Amen.
Flowing out to Hey.